of your favorite music and everything local. This is Maritime Radio.
I am delighted to welcome into the studio Isabel Thatcher. Isabel, thanks ever so much for coming in.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's been quite traumatic trying to just meet up in the same place at the same time.
I know.
You've been busy, I've been busy. There's been injuries, there's been illnesses and everything, but we've finally done it. Thanks ever so much for coming in. Describe yourself, because I keep saying singer-songwriter, but, you know, describe yourself. What would you actually put yourself in? Are you more of a songwriter? Are you more of a singer? Are you, you know, is there a category, or are you just basically that in a nutshell?
I do think singer-songwriter does, I definitely do fit in that category. I do write all of my own songs, and I do sing all of my own songs, but I do play instruments as well. So, yeah, I tend to say singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. That's a word, that's a long word.
That's the one.
Took me a while to learn how to say that without falling over my own tongue. Yeah, but I would say that covers it in a way.
Because you're quite an anomaly, and I don't mean that rudely, because on your press releases and things like that, you put yourself down as an Americana act, and some blues, some country, but you really are quite a unique individual with your own style. You know, every track you do seems to be different. Every recording you do seems to be different. And it's really hard to listen to some of your songs and go, that's country, that's this, that's that. Where would you put yourself?
Well, I totally agree with you. It's something that actually, every time I release music, you have to put the little category on things like, you know, all the streaming platforms. I find it so difficult to try and put myself in an area that, I mean, Americana roots is kind of what I would try and, as a broad label, because you're right, it does cover country, blues, there's probably some pop stuff in there and a bit of folk, so it is very hard, but I'd like to think that all of my music, albeit different, does have that rootsy undertone, you know, from the songwriting, from the kind of soulful perspective. So yeah, Americana roots, I guess.
Yeah.
But you're right, it is really difficult.
Oh, it is. It's so difficult, because I actually played someone and sent someone some links for your music, and they went, oh, that sounds American country. And American country, that's another one you've got to start
that's
thinking
a new
about.
One, yeah.
Yes. You know, Americana, a lot of the people, especially people that are bluesy but not fully bluesy, and as you say, like a little bit folky, and there's a little bit of country there, it seems to be now, Americana seems to encompass that quite a lot.
I think so, yeah. Though Americana also is funny, because that really is a spectrum style as well. Old Americana was, you know, very different from what I do. So, but then, yeah, American country, that the newer country stuff has got that pop element as well, so, which is different from the very old-time country artists. So maybe it's
another
in the
one
eyes
to
of
tick.
The beholder, yeah. American country, I remember that, John.
That's it. That's another one to tick on Spotify, isn't it? It's a broader audience, that one.
Good idea.
So, obviously, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. See, I managed to say that as well. Don't ask me to say it again. That was a one-trick pony there. How did it all start for you?
So, I started really young. I started on piano, actually, at about 4 years old. My dad's musical, he always played in bands back in sort of the 60s and 70s. Up till now, he plays on my stuff now, actually. So he was influential. Not, you know, there was no, you have to do music. It was something that just seemed to come naturally. And it started on piano, and it wasn't till sort of 12 years later that I even picked up a guitar. So, yeah, very... Yeah, choirs and things like that.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people, you always say, how did your love of music start and all that? And they always seem to go back to, oh, yes, listening to parents' records, records collections, and I've said it 100 times before, my dad is country mad, old-time country mad. My mum was Motown mad. So I kind of had that, you know, Sunday mornings was dad records, Saturday mornings was mum singing along. So it kind of, it inspires you, kind of sets you on your journey where you're going. And I should imagine with yourself, with your father in the band, because was it the ESB band or ES band or something?
Yeah, he played in, so he had a band, ESB band, and a band called Grandma Moses, which actually were, I'd say, much more kind of on the proggy rock side of things. Yeah, so a total mixture. You're so right, though. Listening to songs in the car, there's so many records now that bring back the nostalgia. And the blues was... I was going to blues jams at such a young age, just, you know, dragged along. And so it immediately was ingrained in... Mum loves music as well. So it was very much a part of our upbringing, me and my brother.
I should imagine that's quite magical to be playing and to look to your side and see your father there playing.
Yeah, and then on the other side I have my brother on the saxophone.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so he plays sax on quite a few of my records as well. It's quite... we are the modern age Von Trapps, you could say.
Do you know what? I've actually got something wrote down here and it says saxophone, because I noticed on a hell of a lot of your tunes and tracks, you've got saxophonists on there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was something because you sent over your bio and you actually play saxophone, don't you?
I used to. I started off quite young and played a bit of saxophone, kind of because my brother was playing, and one of my first performances was on saxophone at a jam, actually. But Dom, my brother, who plays the sax with me, after that, he was pursuing that very much, and I sort of thought, I might stick to the singing and the piano and the guitar. He's rather good at that.
I always wanted to play the saxophone at school.
Yeah, it's a cool instrument.
Oh, they were giving them out. And, of course, I got there and it was too late and I ended up with a French horn.
Oh.
I gave it one blow and Dad made me take it back. That's another story. I thought myself... Now, obviously, you've got Dad in the band and your brother in the band. That's got to be cheap rates, surely.
Yeah, it does help. Times are hard, John. That's it.
Jobby musicians. Now, obviously, you did say that you write everything yourself. How does the actual writing thing come about for you? Do you know, is there a hook? Do you sit there and lock yourself away and say, right, I've got to do something? You know, how does that actually envelope for you?
So I'm definitely one where if you say, sit there and write me a song, I'll probably not be able to write a song. It can be quite sort of organic and spontaneous. Often it will start either just thinking of a couple of lyrics that I quite like and I think, that would be a good idea, or I just sit there with the guitar, and if I'm just often just strumming and I think, that's a kind of those chord progression that works, and then I'll start trying to sort of sing over it and then often develop it into a song. But often also it just comes, if something's happened, all my songs generally, you know, are from some experience that I've had or someone else's that I've heard, you know. So they often quite factual in parts of what's... So, yeah, it depends on what's going on in life. That can make a big difference, actually.
That sounds very bluesy, that, doesn't it? You know, every song, basically, is affected by something that's happened, and that sounds like the blues route for you, you know?
Definitely, yeah. I think that's quite a bluesy thing. And then that's where you get the connection with the song and you can really kind of put your soul into it as opposed to, you know, feeling like you're just reciting something out of someone else's lyrics or story, I guess.
Yeah. I envy musicians like that, to be able to sit there and write a song and things like that. You say you picked up the guitar and you play. Do you noodle? Because this is an expression I keep getting thrown at me from different guitarists. Oh, yes, we was noodling the other day and I was noodling. And whenever a guitarist picks up a guitar, it's noodling. So please tell me, is it noodling in yours or is it just strumming? Because I need to know.
More strumming for me. Noodling tends to be... you can suss out the lead guitarist normally if there's noodling going. I'm more of a... I guess there's an element of noodling because it's just sort of messing around and then it can develop into something. But yeah, noodling is a word that's...
I'm glad because I keep... Every time someone says noodling, I think, are you taking me on there?
No, it's definitely... And it's normally the lead guitarist getting told to stop noodling when you're in a practice, you know, and it's... that's what normally happens.
Right. Now, Isabel, you've got the new single out, Wings.
Yeah.
Two questions. I've actually written it down. Where was it filmed and whose horse is that? This is the video, by the way, because it's quite a country song. Mm. You know, the actual opening of it sounds very, very country. And the video is amazing. It really is amazing. But it's this beautiful white horse in there. You know, and it looks, wherever it was filmed, it looks idyllic. It really does look nice. What happened there?
Well, I mean, let's go back to the whole family element. It's filmed in Wiltshire, where I'm from. So I'm originally from a very small village down in the south. And, family horse. Mum's old horse, yep.
Family
like
horse.
Like I said, times are hard, John. Yes. carrots were a low amount of carrots were needed.
So you've blagged the saxophonist, yeah. The bass, and now the horse.
it was filmed down in Wiltshire. Yeah, family horse. And it was just an idea that I thought would be with the idea of someone being a sort of false god. And it was meant to be sort of a take on Hercules and Pegasus. You know, Pegasus was Hercules's best friend and sort of dragged him out of the bad times. So it was trying to play on that. And I thought, well, I can access the horse.
I've got a horse. Someone actually sat there and went, hang on a minute, we've got a horse we can use. Oh, that's great. Isabel, shall we hear from you now?
Yes.
Let's play it now. This is, of course, the new release, the 2022 release. This is Wings by Isabel Thatcher.
We'll be right back.
Isabel Thatcher. And her latest offering, It's Wings, here on Maritime Radio. We're back talking to Isabel. Isabel, Wings, that, you know, that is such a good track. As I said, very country sounding to start with. Your voice is so, what's the word? Multifaceted. Oh, is that the word? That's quite a big word for me. I was sitting there the other day trying to work out, there was someone in my head who you sound like. You know, and no one wants to be, oh, she sounds like this, she sounds like that. But I couldn't work out. And I was listening to Days, Kirsty MacColl. And your voice.
I've had that before.
Really?
Surprisingly, yeah.
It's where you hit, especially the higher notes as well, you really do sound like Kirsty MacColl, which in my eyes isn't a bad thing at all.
No, she's amazing, yeah.
But you are obviously, in your own right, you know, fantastic. But yeah, it was weird to just sit there and, oh, hang on a moment. It was weird the way it came on the radio as well. You've got, obviously, Wings out at the moment, but we've got such a vast back catalogue of songs. I've got my bits of paper here. You see, sorry if you could hear the rustling, because this started quite early for you, didn't it, with the Keeping On EP?
Yes,
that was 2013.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago now.
You know, and that one was with Michael Wedgwood from Curved Air.
Yes.
He recorded in Denmark. How did that come about?
Mike Wedgwood used to be from Salisbury, where I'm from. So there was a sort of a bit of a link there. From he'd gone to the same school as my dad did. I went to the same school my brother did, and so there was still a bit of a friendship there between dad and Michael. And when I started writing a lot of music, I was at university at the time, and I just won a songwriting competition when I was at university for Song of the Year. And he basically said, I think, you know, it would be great if you could get some songs in the studio. I've got a studio and I'd like to produce it. Would you like to come over and you sort of work with me and some really nice guys over there? And I basically said, yes, please.
I'll go on then. I mean, Denmark, at an early age as well, I should imagine that was a dream come true.
Yeah, it was such a great experience. It was totally new for me. I'd not recorded anything really before that other than, you know, some acoustic-y things. So, yeah, it was fab. And I was very much at the start of my career. So it's got a slightly more different sound, but that's developed, you know, how you develop as an artist. But I'm still, you know, I don't want to take it off the street, you know. People are still listening, so...
There's a track on there, I Won't. We like that one.
That's the one that won the songwriting competition.
Really? How strange is that?
Yeah, when I was at uni, you sort of got put forward for Song of the Year and then got to play at the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
That's right, yes, yeah. I've got that on there.
So that was kind of the one that I really wanted to try and get in the studio and record. So, yeah, that's the one I still like to try and... I still play live. So.
Really? I was there, funny enough, I was at the Shepherd's Bush Empire the other week, seeing an Americana band. And it's still a great venue.
It's lovely.
A pig to get to and from.
Yes.
You know, you've got to race for that tube at the end of the day. But yes, a beautiful venue. And then, of course, we move forward to the On My Own EP a few years later. As we spoke off air, there's a track on there, Sacrifice. And that's... What I will say about your tracks is you don't do a 2-minute wonder. Every one of your tracks are like 4 or 5 minutes long, and they're not 4 or 5 minutes of just drumming, and you produce and you pack those 5 minutes as much as you can with vocal and instrument and everything like that. It is a finished 5-minute track. You know, there's no what I call lazy lyrics. There's no la la la's in there and things like that. Is that something you set out to do? You know, you sit there and think to yourself, right, this has got to be this, or is it just the way that you've written the song and you want to get everything into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a sort of a deliberate thing. I mean, I'm conscious of time because, I mean, there was a famous Billy Joel lyric that says, it won't get played if you don't, I better cut it down to 3:05, because there was a whole thing about, you know, how it had to be a certain time to be played. But at the same time, if I was to, in a Sacrifice, for example, if I was to strip out some of that, all the lyrics would probably not make sense anymore. So I go with where the story of the song is going, and if it is a bit longer and it needs that time, then I'd feel like I wasn't doing my own songwriting justice if I just, you know, cut things out for the sake of trying to be commercial, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it, to fit into that, as you say, that 3 minute, that 5 seconds. Yeah, 100%. And then, of course, the Forget single, that's more Americana to me. Mm. I don't know whether you'd agree, but that seems, you know, we've gone from... I really couldn't work out the Keeping On EP, you know, it was like country, Americana. I think that was a bit of everything there.
It's quite folky, I'd say. I think
you've hit it on the head there. I didn't actually take it from that song.
More so, I think.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Walking Down the Tracks. That, to me, was... this was released, the single, on in 2021. That was more of a country feel.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely Walking Down the Tracks is, you know, the moody kind of country. It starts with a guitar that's got the slight... John Wayne-esque, you know, sort of good, bad, ugly kind of vibe. they all kind of, mix in, but have that similar undertone, I'd like to think, of kind of my... You recognise it's me, but maybe not the same genre-ish.
Yeah, the vocals there, though. You've got, as we said before, this distinctive voice. Mm. Is there an album in the pipeline?
That is the plan. Yes, yeah. That's what's next on the list. So obviously the last three singles that have come out, Wings, Forget and Walking Down the Tracks, they would like to be sitting on an album now. And I've got lots of other songs ready to go. Mm. So that's the plan, is to get in the studio, get them all on an album, and have a physical thing as well, like the two EPs, which are not just online, you know, they are CDs as well. And yeah, that would be...
Oh, you've got them, they're pressed and
they
ready
do.
To go, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to... Yeah, that's next in the pipeline, it's just getting it done. But now, it's much easier now, you know, after sort of COVID and all of that, it was hard to get in studios, and so now... kind of things are back up and running. So.
Funny enough, I was going to ask you about COVID. The last few years I've been asking this of most of my guests, and it feels like quite a cheap cop-out question, but a lot of them, as weird as it sounds, almost embraced COVID as a reset on their writing and playing and performance abilities. You know, they almost took themselves away, wrote, and a lot of great new stuff come out of COVID because they could concentrate and devote more of their time to actually the writing rather than writing, performing. You know, did that work for you, or?
To go against the grain, I think I was kind of the opposite, actually. I found it very difficult. I think, I mean, obviously, performing for me is one of my main drivers. I love gigging, I love being on the road, and I did find it difficult not being on the road and doing those gigs, even watching other bands, because I love watching other, supporting other musicians. Some of the inspiration that I normally grab from kind of sort of diminished a little bit, which I'm sure you can kind of understand. Mm. If you haven't got those things going on, I'm not saying I didn't write any new songs. I did. I did use the time, and I was doing streams and things online and keeping busy. But, yeah, I found it hard, compared to... I understand for some people that would have been bliss to be able to just tuck away and just sit and write. But I guess I just need those things going on around me to... I love watching other people and being like, wow, what a great artist. And then it sort of sparks me to...
Yeah. Oh, did you know?
I missed that a lot.
That was so refreshing to hear because it was a different. As I said, I've asked the question to a lot of different artists, and I've kind of had the same kind of answer. Mm. You know, a lot of them took it as, you know, we can actually just concentrate on being performers or concentrate on being songwriters. But to hear a different outlook on it is quite refreshing. Mm. Isabel, before we go on about anything else, any chance of a live one?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
I've got the guitar primed, ready to go.
Well, I did wonder why you brought it in. What are we going to hear?
So, the first one I'm going to do for you, actually, this is a really brand new song. I spent a few weeks in it in 2022, just under a month, in America. And I sort of challenged myself to pick things that I'd seen or done in America and write a song about it. And... So this is a brand new one. It's called bridge I gotta burn. And hopefully you'll like it.
Isabel, take it away.
Driving a truck down in Kentucky. Pour me a whiskey, light me up a lucky. Cause I got a bridge I gotta burn. Cause you broke my heart, I caught you cheap with that girl that I saw leaving. Now I ain't ever coming home. Well, I guess it's all it takes for one poor heart to break. Cause Gus's ain't as famous as your face is gonna be on national TV. Cause I called up cheaters, remember them. They caught you creeping on their secret camp. And now this is the end for you and me. Cause I'm gonna flee. Cause I'm driving down New Orleans, wind up in the Mississippi. Oh, where the blues is still alive. When I saw those crossroads up ahead, listen for the devil and what he said. But he just sounded a hell of a lot like you. But I guess it's all it takes to get my foot off the brakes. Gus is ain't as famous as your face is gonna be on national TV. Cause I called up cheaters, remember them. They caught you creeping on their secret cam. And now this is the end for you and me. Cause I'm running free. These high heel shoes, time to sing some old time blues. Think you're getting your lesson, but I ain't coming back today. Cause Gus is ain't as famous as your face is gonna be on national TV. Cause I called up cheaters, remember them. They caught you creeping on that secret camp, and now this is the end for you and me. Cause I'm running free. Cause I'm running free. I'm driving a truck down in Kentucky. Pour me a whiskey, light me up a lucky. Cause I got a bridge I gotta burn.
Isabel, thank you so much. That was brilliant. Oh, really, really good. So what one was that called?
Bridge I Gotta Burn.
Bridge I Gotta Burn. And that come from the trips around America?
Yes.
Right. Funny enough, oh, that was so good. I am spoiled. I really am spoiled. Right, we've said about travelling and going around the world. Now, you've travelled and performed at some great locations around the world, haven't you? And, of course, you mentioned you've done the pilgrimage recently across the US. I noticed the crossroads and things like that, and yeah. Robert Johnson. And I should imagine for an artist, especially blues, stroke, Americana, stroke, country blues, it was an experience.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It's felt, yeah, like you said, it was a pilgrimage to any blues fan, really, doing that. I went to Nashville as well and saw that, and basically did the trail from Kentucky all the way down to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
It's the kind of driving down to New Orleans reference in the song and the crossroads. And, yeah, it was great. I saw some fantastic live music. And there's in Clarksdale in Mississippi, kind of where a lot of the Robert Johnson and the blues artist came from. There's a great club there called Ground Zero, which is owned by Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, he owns the blues club. It's an amazing place. It's crazy. It sort of almost looks like an old warehouse or something from the outside. And then you go in, it's got this amazing stage. And I was lucky enough to do do a few bits with the band whilst I was out there, so singing some blues, and yeah, it was great for me. I've not sung in America before, so
I should imagine. Cool. I did notice that it was said that you did perform over there, and I should imagine it was like the original Juke Joints from the outside and going, oh, yeah. That must have been for a performer as well, and an artist, that must have been electrifying to get up on the stage, because I should imagine that stage has had quite a few different artists over the years.
Yes.
Tread the boards.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was really cool. It was refreshing. It was just a really great experience, and I think especially in the blues world, there's not as many kind of women in blues, I'd say, so it was nice to kind of go over from the UK and kind of represent that as well. And yeah, it was lovely. It was really good.
Oh, wow. Because I did mention YouTube, and you've got, you're one of these artists that has got quite a big social media presence. You know, with Instagram, Facebook, but also YouTube. You've got some amazing videos. And there's one there I've wrote, you performed in Southampton, and you performed at the hotel.
Yes.
That's one of yours, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
That's brilliant. That really is a fantastic track.
Thank you.
You know, you're writing all these things and you're performing them as well. There's got to be an album in there soon.
Yeah, they're definitely. It's definitely on the cards. It's on the cards for this year. I'd like to get it sort of wrapped up and released. Mm. As kind of, the songs are there, and I'm desperate for people to hear them. I mean, in this world, a lot of people do keep sort of release singles and smaller snippets because there's so much, you know, streaming elements and stuff. It's harder to release albums, that they are lost, but it's definitely something that I'd like to do and get out there. But at the same time, try and really make sure I do the songs justice and not rush them through. But yeah. I'm chomping at the bit as well.
Just not rush out a cash cow or such. Just yeah, 100% agree with you. I mean, you've played all the great clubs. You've played all the great festivals and clubs over here as well, the blues bars and whatnot. Is there anything that you know, a standout performance for you or a standout club that you sit there and think to yourself, it's my go-to, this is the one that I've got to get back to, or I've got to play at least once a year? Or
I mean, last year my favourite actually gig that I said I've got to try and be involved in this every year was at Broadstairs Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. Or Blues Bash. I went there with the band last year, and that was absolutely great fun, really well organised. I'm back this year, which is great. And another one for me that's solid is Swanage Blues Festival, which means a lot to me. It's from where I'm from, that area. And so I've been going since I was like 16 years old. And I always said, I really want to get a slot there. I don't want to do the open mics. I don't want to just jam, you know. And so this year, finally on the bill, so I'm really excited.
I did notice, funny enough, you're at the Broadstairs Blues Bash in February.
Yes.
And then, as you said, Swanage Blues Festival in March.
Yes, so they're coming up quite soon, actually, those ones.
And obviously, I should imagine there's a few more bits and pieces lined up as well.
Yeah, there's definitely other things kind of going on, things that aren't necessarily sort of out on the socials. There's lots of bits and bobs, and like you said, I'm pretty good at updating my social medias and my website, so that's the best place normally to find things out. I do reply, you know, if people do say, hey, when are you playing? I will.
I'm glad you did, because that's how we got in contact. Funny enough, I was just, please don't forget I was being rude, I just picked up my phone because I took a screenshot of something earlier, because on social media, you're a category finalist now in the Blues and Roots Radio International Songwriting Competition.
Yeah, I forgot
with Wings.
To mention that. Yeah, oh gosh, how bad is that? I'm my worst at talking about. Yeah, I just found out this morning. That it's in the final for that, which is amazing. I'm so chuffed. It's such a great. I mean, they're a great, obviously, station, and they support grassroots. And this song contest is a huge amount of entries, you know, in the sort of 10,000-20,000s of people. So yeah, Wings luckily is in the final. So
it seems to as well address and recognise songwriters as well.
Yes,
you know, it's not just the like performers, but actually to get the accreditation there, it's the singer and songwriter side of things.
Yeah, they're all about the songwriting and how a song is put together, and so it means a lot to me, because I do, that's really what I try and you know, get out there is the songwriting. So, yes, I love performing and I love singing and playing, but I do love writing songs that people can connect to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I forgot to mention that. I'm glad you saw it.
As I say, I saw you look at me because I picked up my phone. I bet she thought, oh, rude.
No.
I suddenly thought, oh, hang on, I took a screenshot earlier. Yeah. Oh, great stuff.
Thank you.
Isabel, any chance of one more?
Yes.
We're running on time at the moment, so yeah, it'd be fantastic. What have you got for us this time? She says that she destroys her guitar. she was saying off air was her prized possession.
I'm actually going to do the song that I released in 2020, which was the song Walking Down the Tracks.
Oh, Isabel, take it away.
They try to teach me right from wrong, how to belong. Guess I chose a different path, and now I think I've found someone doesn't belong.
Walking down the tracks.
Isabel, that was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
That is really, really good. All of your tracks just seem to have the whole little story to them. You know, they really, really good. That was. Where did that one come from? Was that just a session and a writing and an idea, or did that come from another visit somewhere?
No, that was very much. I was literally just strumming on my guitar, and I sort of thought of this concept from something that has sort of happened in my life of chasing a situation, a relationship, a friendship, and basically going for it, even though it's going monumentally wrong. You know, when people are telling you, this is not going to work, it's not happening, and you just sort of charge on anyway. And I was thinking of just the idea of walking down the tracks even when the train has completely given up. And it just sort of came out of nowhere, really, on the writing sense. But yeah, this just hopefully tells a nice story.
Really, really good track. Really, really good track. I was like, go on, you. Well, take a drink. She's looking at me panicking, like, please let me drink. Isabel, it's been an absolute pleasure tonight. How can people find out more about you?
Best thing to do is just isabelthatcher.com or Facebook, social, whatever your social media choice is. Isabel with an O. I always have to say that because it's the uncommon spelling. Isobel and then Thatcher. Yeah, you pop me in any search site and you'll find me.
Great stuff. Isabel, it's been absolutely amazing tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, honestly, thank you so much for finally getting in. Honestly.
Local radio for Greenwich. This is Maritime Radio.